Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. With Thanksgiving next week, retailers' full attention is now on the holiday shopping season. They're hoping consumers will spend big money this year, but there are some factors that could dash those hopes. Each year, we turn to contributor Eileen Dalabrida to give us a preview of what retailers and shoppers can expect from the holiday shopping frenzy. Her reporting on this year's expectations and trends is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week to talk about what she learned. So let's start with the basics. What's the overall forecast for this holiday shopping season from those who track this, the experts?
Well, the National Retail Federation forecasts that sales will grow about 6%, which is quite a bit less than the 14% boost we saw last year. As far as consumer spending goes, they think that it's going to be about 5% less than last year, with the average shopper spending about $833 on gifts and non-gift holiday items like decorations and food and drink at home.
So those numbers sound reasonably good. Are there some factors, though, that retailers may be worried about that could eat into those numbers, eat into their sales?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a tough one because even though inflation has slowed from a gallop to a canter, it still looms large in consumers' minds. Mortgage rates are at a 20-year high, and so is credit card debt. It's up 13%. And that number suggests that many consumers don't have enough money to pay for their purchases right now, and they need to defer those bills. The stock market is also a factor. Investors punished Target earlier this week when the retailer reported disappointing earnings that their CEO attributed to shaky consumer confidence.
So there's a lot of things going on there. And I guess the one that stands out to me is the, you know, the credit card piece of this, because a lot of people, it's kind of like a double, it's a double pronged problem, right? Because it's the idea that people don't have enough to pay for what they're doing now, and the idea that you don't necessarily want to put something on a credit card when the interest rates are going up to like even make that cost worse. It just seems like I would imagine that's going to give a lot of people pause.
It is not an ideal situation. However, there are programs that allow people to divide up credit card payments into four parts. And I think that takes a little bit of the sting out of it.
So we are talking about a week before Black Friday, which is the traditional start of the holiday shopping season. But clearly, retailers, anybody who's walked out to a store recently, know that their efforts start much earlier these days. Are consumers responding to that? Are they getting their shopping started sooner, or are they still kind of waiting to this kind of traditional shopping period?
Well, everybody, merchants and consumers, are indeed getting an earlier start this year. And Walmart, Amazon, and Target all started offering Black Friday specials even before we finished trick-or-treating. But that said, most shoppers haven't checked all the items off their list. Again, they're spreading out their purchases.
So that gives them a chance maybe to, as you said, buy something in October and then maybe something in November and then something in December. And maybe it's not one big hit at once. Certainly, I guess, one way to kind of deal with the issues we're having. Another trend that we saw pre-pandemic, Eileen, was stores not waiting for Black Friday to offer some of those deals that you just mentioned. And we see that some of them are starting to offer them even before Black Friday. But one of the things that they did kind of physically was to jump the gun on Black Friday and open up on Thanksgiving and try to get some people in the door on Thanksgiving Day itself. Has that cooled a bit?
Well, shopping on Thanksgiving is so 2019, Tom. This year, stores will be closed with the exception of supermarkets, drugstores, and a few dollar stores. That said, retailers will be going at it hammer and tong to entice consumers to shop all the rest of the time. And I don't expect them to take their pedal off the gas until December 26th.
And I suppose for those people who are really interested in shopping on Thanksgiving, they can always shop online, right?
They can.
Let's talk about some other trends that your story notes. Of course, we've all heard about supply chain issues over the past couple of years and the impact that they've had. But your story actually notes that there's one area where supply is not an issue and could work in consumers' favor. What's that?
Well, I think we're going to see big discounts on clothes, partly because a lot of garments have finally made it through the supply chain, and partly because some retailers just guessed wrong. Old Navy, for instance, bulked up on plus sizes and got caught short on smaller sizes. And there are also a number of items that we stocked up on during the pandemic and won't be buying this year. But if you need them, you can probably get a good deal. Yoga pants, coffee makers, plus a lot of big ticket electronics like laptops and TVs, all of which we really needed during the pandemic.
So a chance perhaps for people to get a deal on something that that normally would be a big hit to their budget. They might be able to find something at a more affordable price. That's interesting. You also know that there's another somewhat non-traditional gift that people could see based on the economy right now. What are you talking about here? What could people see tucked into their stockings this year that maybe they haven't seen in the past, but they need?
Well, we all know that gift cards are very popular and have been for a while, but this year, probably the most popular gift card will be a gas card. And then also, you can also expect to see smaller, less expensive versions of traditional toys. LOL Surprise and Bratz dolls, they are going to have more than 200 new toys that are priced at or below $10. Last year, they rolled out less than 15 new toys that cost less than $10.
So they're really looking at the opportunity maybe to use quantity to make up for, you know, the higher ticket items, saying like, hey, we know people aren't going to buy something that's maybe $35, $40, but they'll buy something at 10, or maybe they'll buy two of them at 10, kill two birds with one stone. That's an interesting thing.
It is. It is. And because the trend this year is toward buying fewer gifts, mm-hmm. even affluent people are buying fewer gifts. Before, the average shopper last year bought 16 presents. This year, they're probably going to buy 9.
So people are obviously just kind of hedging their bets, realizing that the economy, it's still a very open-ended question where it's headed. Why put yourself in a bad position? Also, you know, before the pandemic, Eileen, we saw a lot of people opting for what we were calling experiential gifts. Is that something that's also making a comeback now as things have opened up a little bit more, and maybe it's something that people see a little bit more value in?
It's huge this year. And that Deloitte did a study that shows that category is also going to go up 7%. And that would be things like entertainment, going out to restaurants, concert tickets, and especially close to home travel.
Maybe even Taylor Swift tickets if you could actually get them through Ticketmaster. one thing people may want to be aware of that you note in your piece is making sure when they buy a gift they get the right one. Why is that?
Well, retailers expect about 18% of gifts, and that's about $158 billion worth of merchandise to be returned. And that's very expensive and not a good thing for merchants. So we can expect them to be cracking down. If you buy something online, you probably are going to have to pay to mail it back. And if you bought it in a store, you better get it back within 30 days or that window of opportunity is going to close. That whole era of quick and easy, loosey-goosey returns, we're not going to see that this year.
I guess you should also make sure you get a gift receipt as well, right?
Get a receipt.
Anything else that you're keeping an eye on as this holiday season starts to really ramp up?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting to see where consumers trim their gift lists. Deloitte predicts our poor pets. We're going to be spending 28% less on Fido and Fluffy. Health and wellness, home and kitchen, 19% less. And we talked about you can probably get a good deal on electronics and clothing, down 14%. But toys, only down 5% because Christmas is for kids.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for joining us on The Green this week. A reminder, her piece on the holiday shopping season is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We take a closer look at how Delaware's efforts to combat lung cancer are faring. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.